This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Welcome and kia lovely people. This is Global Kids with Khaled, and today's episode is extra special. It's not about just learning from someone amazing. It's about learning from someone who made me. Yes, today my guest is Mama. She's funny, strong, super smart, and somehow always knows what I've done something sneaky. Before I even say anything, we laugh a lot. We argue a little, but we love each other a whole lot. Today, we're skipping the usual questions and playing some games, sharing memories, and asking each other things we've never asked before. But first, Mama, do you want to say hi?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much, Khaled, for having me in your show today. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you, Mama. Let's start the show now. Do you remember the first day I went to school in New Zealand?
Oh, yes, I do. So that was not your first day in your school in New Zealand. It was your first day to school anywhere because you didn't go to school before we came to New Zealand. So I remember it was raining. And we used to live in North Dunedin at that time. And your school used to be far. Really close to our house.
And we just walked 5 minutes and then we
5 minutes walk and... Yeah, it was. You wore your white dress. Do you remember? Your white long dress, the one that had a short, long, longer from the back.
And, you know, my friend Iman, she was our neighbor too.
Yes, yes. And we went with her, and you were very nervous at the beginning. And because you didn't speak the language, and you were not sure what's going to happen in school. But it was a beautiful day, I remember. I still have your videos from that day.
I didn't know you made videos of me.
Yes, I did. I made videos of everything.
I know, you always make videos. Do you remember the silliest question I've ever asked you?
Oh my God, you asked me so many silly questions that I cannot pinpoint to one. But I remember... Yes, I remember one time we were sitting in the plane. You were probably 3 or 4 or probably younger. I don't really remember. But you asked me, I want 2 moons instead of 1 in the sky. And I said, Kira, that's not in my control. I cannot do that. And you cried. You said, I want 2 moons. I cannot have 1 moon in the sky. That was probably the silliest question that you had ever asked me.
Well, that was a weird question. I don't even remember saying that.
I know. You
but now I'm big. And do you think I ask these questions?
No, not anymore. But you have a different kind of silly questions now.
Yeah. Do you remember when you were really proud of me, but you didn't say out loud?
There are so many times. I usually say it, not right away, but when we get home or, you know, before we go to bed. Like, but I there are so many times when you make me proud.
Like, what was the one that happened recently?
I think 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
You were teaching Xavier mathematics. And you were teaching him how to do the additions. Yeah. And I was in the kitchen. I was just listening to you, the way you were teaching him. You were being so kind.
I had a feeling that you were feeling like that. But.
Yeah. But that was, I felt like, oh my God, when did she grow up? When did this happen? She used to be a child just a little while ago. And now she's so big that she's teaching her younger brother. So it was a real moment of pride for me.
Yeah, I think every mom feels that way. If they have siblings, they just feel like that. If if the other kid is taking care of the other child, yeah. which is a good kid, yeah. that can make the other child make like so creative, and it makes the child something that's good too.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the biggest prayer that I always make, that please God, please, please, please make them each other's best friends.
Yeah.
Because that's all I want in my life.
Yeah, well, we do fight sometimes.
Yeah, it's all right. Best friends also fight. But I don't want you guys to ever be not friends. That's all I want in my life, that you be friends with your brother. Like I am friends with my brother.
Mm.
So he's my brother, even though he's not here, he's still my biggest support. Even though he's so far away, when I'm sad or when I need somebody to talk to, or when life just pushes me to a corner, I just call up my brother.
I never knew that.
Pick up my phone and I call my brother, and he's just there.
Well, I'm more older than like how you older like that your brother. How many years older than are you?
I'm four years older than him.
I'm 6 years older.
But
so
that doesn't make a lot of difference.
Well,
it's just 2 years.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, like it doesn't make a lot of difference because it's just, if for you guys, it's only a 4 years, but 6 years, it's not a big deal because you could still be friends with that person who's not similar, but you can make them similar, who you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Do you remember a time that you felt like you needed a mom hug?
So many times, actually, especially after I started working. Yeah, sometimes I'm so tired.
Like, do you mean like when you came here for your PhD and then I was in school?
No, I mean, that time my life was easier at that time because I would just send you to school and I didn't have work to do. I was just, you know, I would just rest up during the day and just spend some time with Zavia. But now that I'm working full time, sometimes I'm so tired. And when I get home, I don't feel like doing anything. But that's not what a mom can say. We still have to gear up and do the things that we need to. So by the time I go to bed, sometimes I'm so tired. And not just physically tired. Sometimes you are emotionally tired. You miss your family and you miss your siblings. And that's when I really want a hug. But you are always there to hug me. I know that.
Yeah.
You hug me even when I don't want a hug.
Like in the middle of walking to a street or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's cute. I love that.
Even I don't think I kids don't would think that was cute.
I don't say it, but I love it.
You love it when I hug you for no reason?
Yes, of course.
You actually get annoyed, but
I look like I'm annoyed, but I'm not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a question that you said something that was relating to family.
Mm-hmm.
So, who do you miss the most from back home?
Well, it depends. When I need a hug or when I'm sad, I miss my mom the most because
she was the one who literally made you.
Yeah, so I miss her the most when I am sad or when I just want to, you know, don't say anything and just be with her. Just sit next to my mom. That's all. She doesn't need me to tell her anything. That's what moms are. I would just be there. She would just guess it from my face that my daughter is sad or, you know, she's happy. So that's what I miss my mom. But when I am, when something really funny happens and I tell somebody and they don't laugh the way I expect them to laugh, that's when I miss my brother.
Yeah.
He understands me so much.
Yeah, you both laugh so much. Like, my ears are going to bleed because you guys are laughing on the phone.
Yeah, because he understands me so much. All the inside jokes, all the stupid jokes that other people don't understand, he does understand those. So that's when I miss him. And when I want to talk about clothes and jewelry and shoes, that's when I miss my younger sister.
Even your, not your, like, younger sister. I'm not talking about her, but I'm talking about, like, like the middle child, Ashi.
Yeah.
Your brother always tries to scare her with frogs. He always, whenever the phone like call comes, he always makes you give the phone to me and says, "What should we do to Frank with frogs?" Because Ashi's biggest fear is frogs.
Frogs, yes.
So, last time Ashi was scrolling and she just saw his messages, and I was looking at it, and it was like frogs jumping everywhere and lizards like all over the wall. Yeah. So she couldn't watch those videos.
Yeah.
Let's ask you a few questions when you were little.
Okay.
What was your favorite game to play when you were my age?
It was definitely not Roblox.
Why?
Because Roblox is stupid. I don't like it.
It's not stupid. Who thinks it's stupid?
I do. Because you waste your time on Roblox. And I mean, when I was little, we used to play, there used to be other games. We used to play less video games and more physical games.
Physical games. How do you mean by that?
Like running, and you know, there used to be so many games that we used to play, and but most of the games involved outdoors. So very few games that we used to play indoors or on the computer. I was not allowed to play video games at all. Maybe maximum half an hour a day.
Oh my God.
That was the maximum I was allowed, and we used to play I think Need for Speed. That was one game that we used to play.
Oh, Need for Speed. I like that.
And GTA.
Yeah. And like when GTA 5 was here, like I don't think it was here that time, but
it was GTA 1 or 2 at that time.
Yeah,
it was just recently released at that time. So yeah, that was just but more physical games. Yeah, not too many.
Yeah.
And lots of board games. We used to love playing board games like Ludo.
Oh, we don't even have it.
Yeah. Oh,
I wish I had these games. Cause
we have those games.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
The
problem is I don't have time to play those games anymore. That's the problem. When I was little, I had so much time, but I didn't want to play those games.
Well, I have all the time in the world.
Yes, you do.
Except in the school. But in school, I still play with my friends for a couple of hours.
That's good.
We have breaks for hours and hours.
That's better than playing Roblox.
What do you mean? Roblox is a good game. What do you think has changed from that time to now for kids? What's the biggest change you see?
The biggest change I see is probably the shift from outdoor games to indoor games. That has happened with the internet and with all these new gadgets and devices. When I was little, we used to play with our cousins and friends outside all day long. There was no concept of staying indoors or you know, sticking to your phone all the time. It was not a concept at all. So that's what I think is the biggest change. Another change that I see is that children, they are not reading that much as we used to.
I read.
I loved reading, and I would beg for new books. And I had so many books, and books were everything for me. I would reread and reread my books. If I was free, I would read anything. I would read a newspaper. I would read the shampoo bottle. Because I loved reading. And I don't see that not just in you, but I mean, I force you to read at night, but I don't see that passion for reading anymore in children. Not just you, your friends as well.
Even if Iman reads a lot, but you know, the friend I know who reads the most is my friend Elena. She stays in the library like her whole 6 hours. Most of that time she stays in the library like it's her home. Like,
that's
good. She reads lots of books. And that's our library good. Is really big. So
yeah.
She likes to read the, like, last year she used to read the really big children's mm-hmm. books. It said old seniors, which means for year sixes. So I'm a year five. I don't read these books because they're kind of boring for me. So, yeah, I didn't want anybody to hear that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't like to read this. Do you used to read these books, like big books?
No, they were boring for me as well. But I used to love reading storybooks. And novels.
That's what I was going to say, novels. I always read novels. When I was little, when I was 6 years old, my favorite novel was, like, when I came to New Zealand, it was, what was it called? It was something with Jack. Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack. So I used to read all of them. Mm-hmm. And there was this big, giant book which had all this story in it. And mm-hmm. I read them all, and then I got so sad, mm-hmm. And the next year, when I was in room 14 and in year three, I think I stopped reading again because I always had to hang out with my friends. I thought like that was something that kids always do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a big change.
Yeah.
Do you ever get in trouble at school? What for?
when I was little, I used to get in trouble a lot, actually. I used to be in trouble all the time. Usually for, you know, pranking my friends. I used to prank people a lot.
Wait, in school you get...
Yeah, I would do that with my friends. And even at home, I used to get in trouble for those problems that I had. And, but I was a good student. I was a good student in terms of grades and passing and everything.
I'm a good student. Yep.
Yeah. So I used to be a position holder every year, first or second position in my class. But I was not. I was also a naughty student. A naughty little child.
Yeah, some people are just like that. Yeah. But in my school, you mm-hmm. don't really get in trouble because they don't really care. So I prank my friends all day, like pranking them if something big happened, and then they try to go and say, oh my God, I'm going to tell the teacher. And then I finally tell them with mm-hmm. it, like I literally just told the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so these big pranks. But that was like the other part. But now I don't. That was the rest. But now there's something new that's changing. Was there something you were scared of as a child and now that feels silly?
I used to be scared of balloons, actually.
I'm scared of balloons. People say I have a phobia, but I definitely don't.
No, it was not a phobia. I used to be scared of the balloons popping. And now it seems very silly. That it's just a balloon. It's not.
Do you think I would feel that like that when I was when
I was? Of course you will. Of course you will. But I used to have that fear, and my mom would tell me, "Oh, it's okay. It's just balloons. And why are you screaming? And what are you doing?"
Yeah, same thing.
I would tell them, I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of when it pops, and I'm not sure how big the sound is going to be, how loud it's going to be. So I don't want that. And now it feels really silly.
I think I would feel that too, but I'm really scared of balloons. Once a balloon popped in my school, mm-hmm. and there was tears in my eyes because I was so scared. My hands were shaking.
Oh.
And my friend, like Josie, she took me there and she told me that it's just a balloon. And the teacher came with me too. So then I knew that, but I think that's going to happen again.
Mm.
So no need to know. What's one thing from your childhood that you wish kids today could experience?
I think, so when I was your age or probably younger, there was no phone. There were no personal phones and no internet, at least in our house. We didn't have internet, we didn't have a personal phone, and we didn't have personal devices like iPads and stuff. There used to be one computer, and we used to have the DSL internet that you connect with a cable or something. Mm. But that also needed to be loaded with money. So internet, getting access to internet was really tough, and it also involved a whole process of getting permission from my papa at that time, which was another layer of issues. But I really want you or the children now to experience that time without devices, without internet, just real people, real relationships, real people, real feelings. And, you know, I remember if I had time, like hours on a Sunday, and if there was nothing special planned, I had to plan my day. And sometimes it would require a lot of getting bored. Mm. But I believe that children, when they are bored, they become creative. So when you have nothing to do, or when you have nothing to get to, like a screen or a TV or something, you end up creating something. You end up creating a routine for you that you really like. So I used to paint a lot. I learned how to sew. I learned how to paint, to draw, to sketch. So I've learned all of those things because I was bored. If I was not bored, if I had access to an iPad at that time with internet on it, I don't think I would have learned anything. So I really want children today to experience that time without internet and without these devices, to feel what it is like to be bored. Yeah,
like when I feel bored, I always get my iPad because we do have internet. So things change, but sometimes you just want to, like, the person who is bigger than that person, that person just wants to make it change, like you wanted to make a change.
Yeah.
And that can happen someday.
Mm.
Like, what if new devices, like really, really cool robots or anything happen?
And they are coming.
Yeah, like, happen well, like, if I have kids. And then I just wanted to make it better. I say that there was less screen time. My kids have glasses and everything, but I didn't. So I think the screen time gets bigger and bigger for some reason.
And also, life is so much easier now as compared to what it used to be. For example, now if you want to understand a word or anything in the world, you just open Google, or not even Google, you just go to the AI and just ask it, and it would tell you the exact meaning and everything around that word. But I remember when I used to learn English, when I was your age or probably younger, we used to find words from the dictionaries. So dictionary is a big book.
Dictionaries are boring. Yeah,
and you get that dictionary and you find that word from, from alphabetical order, and you find that word, and then you get to know that meaning. It was really difficult for just a little, little task. So life has become so much easier, but that also means that it gives you so much more time extra that you can use more productively than just watching videos on YouTube.
I think it's a big change because dictionary and ChatGPT, what would it think? Or Gemini.
It's a whole other world. Other world, yes.
Yeah, it's just not... I think there's more things that are screenish. So, like, screeny things that... Because, video games, ChatGPT. So, yeah. I love hearing about your life back then. It makes me feel like I know you even better.
Yeah, me too. I love talking to you, not like in our usual way. But like this, diving deep into what you think and what I think. Yeah, this is really amazing.
And that's our show. Mama need the real talk. Mama, would you like to say one thing for... all our listeners out there?
Yeah, I would. I would, actually. I would ask them to, going back to the same point, be bored. Be bored to a point where you create something. So don't just run towards a device when you're bored. Don't just run towards a phone, or just don't turn on the TV. Try to do something else. Try to find a way that really excites you, and something that makes you, makes the inner creative person out of you.
I remember we didn't just talk. We laughed, remembered, and maybe learned something new about each other.
Yeah, we did.
And to all the kids out there, ask your parents and weird questions. Tell them your wishes, and don't forget to say thank you for little things, and don't lie. Until next time, khudafis, and don't forget to smile. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidit signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.